Blog Talk Radio. Meditate, make the soul gravitate to the love, y'all. change. New days are strange, the world is strange. If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As they use their young soul, ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we live in? People keep on living in, making wrong decisions, only visions of infinity. Not respecting each other, not our brother. The war's going on, but the reasons are the
not only me, but I know Thank you. Humble Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. This is your Blog Talk radio station coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Skim School. Hope some of the Skim School be coming to your community. Community badly needed. STEM school, because in the STEM school, you can thank the one who put the sun in the sky of this earth here for us to be tested in. Can't do that in the public school, but you're going to be able to do it in the STEM club, in STEM school, and Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school. So that makes a lot of difference. And I don't, may Allah continue to bless us to push this STEM school. Only two people want this. Not to succeed, that's the devil and the one the devil have created or called to be a devil, to speak for a devil. So all praise are due to Allah. We are here tonight again playing good music for our listeners and till they come on. And when they come on, we start our talk off with talk about the message of concern. Concern about what? Concern about the wicked world we've been planted in. And there's no such thing as we can't do nothing about it. There's no such thing. Allah says when he's with you, the whole world can come against you and they can do you no harm. But if he's against you, you have no chance of doing anything. So we are here tonight calling people back to the human quality that God created all of us to be in. And that's to see each other as human beings and not anything more or less. We're human beings. And the best human being is that human being that Christ said he was. Christ said he submitted his will to do the will of God. And that's what we're doing also. We know there are two wheels, and Allah is the best will. Our other will is the weak will. So we don't want to be a weak-willed person. So we here tonight. Praises be to Allah, Lord, Cherisher, Sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Dear Lord, do we worship in thy aid we seek. We are asking Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. So, amen. So we greet you in the best of the greeting. There's no other greeting that we have been able to find on this earth greater than the greeting. But we know that Allah is in this greeting, and this greeting suggests that for us to keep the peace, that there's what's missing, the peace. So we greet you in that greeting, and it goes like this, As-salamu alaykum. Simply mean, may God peace be unto you. So we're here tonight, again, coming out of California. I am Brother Abdul Akbar coming out of Atlanta with my wife, Daya Akbar. We are co-host workers here. We are in Decatur, Georgia. We also have our brother Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his wife, Karan Muhammad. And we also, time to time, we have brother Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia, coming in. And we also have Brother Rakib Bashir from Decatur, Georgia, also dropped by most of the time. So we're here tonight. We'll start a little late. Nobody was on. And so what we do when that happens, we play music up till people start coming on. So we won't let the show this be just there. No one or nothing is saying nothing. So we're here tonight. We are people that take us to the streets of Atlanta and Decatur, Georgia, and other parts of Georgia, telling the people about the oneness of God and how Satan has maneuvered people away from God. And the Bible said, when a man robbed God, when Satan maneuver us away from God, he has robbed God of a whole people. And that should never happen. But it's happening and going on right now where people have no respect for the Creator. They think that they wake up and that's wake up, then that's the way it is. They wake up and they go to sleep. They eat and drink and they have do all the other things. They think that's the life that they supposed to have. But when you read the scripture, God said life is a mate, a male and a female, populating the earth. If that's not happening, then the male and the female is missing out on the life that Almighty God wants them to have. So we here to remind them. We remind people that the beautiful life that God has trusted us with. You know, I was raising tomato plants so my tomatoes can get big and have tomatoes on them. I have to water those small plants just about every day because it's hot. It gets hot and dries up. So you have to water them. When we're a baby, we have to have milk regularly, every day. We have to cry if we don't get it, milk. And the best milk for the baby is the milk that God put in the female for that baby. That's the best meal. But Satan done took that away. Satan don't show people breastfeeding the baby. But he's showing people using the breast to lead people in temptation. That's what Satan does. And Satan is on his job. And we got to get back to what's naturally that Allah, the creator of this creation, wants to have, be a natural life. And Satan wants to take a natural, even to mess the food up. The food is not organic, meaning it's not grown properly. It got some artificial things about the food that are not good for the human consumption. So we have to work to change that. And all of us have to work to change that. Where there's no unity, and the people that got unity, they are in control and in charge. And bad people, they are in unity. You see the gas prices, you see the food prices, you see everything, the land, the Trump sky high apartments, you can't find a decent apartment for under $8,000 or $9,000. Who would it hurt? The people who have no unity. The people who don't stick together. This is who they hurt. The people who think they are independent, and the same people, you can't tell them nothing. You read about them in scripture. Whenever a prophet, a messenger, a warner came to the people, they always stood up against those people for no reason. But they are the losers. But that's the way they do things. They stand up against you when you're wrong. They love standing up against people. That's right. What makes a person do that? But when Satan get into you, get in your life, start to help control your life. His job is to make wrong seem right. Right seem wrong, seem fair. Wrong is all right with me. That's what Satan's job, and he done his job. And once he do his job on you, you can't blame him. He said only thing he did was call. So Satan make calls. He makes suggestions. And if you follow the suggestion of Satan or the people that follow Satan, and some people, they will come together quickly on wrong. Stand up. Oh, he ain't got them business saying that. That ain't right. Jesus is God. They're without thinking. Jesus died for my sin. There is a Santa Claus. All these things, they stand up against you, even though they're false, even though they're lies. They will stand up and argue you to death because they have trained themselves never to accept nothing of truth coming from anybody, especially a person that's supposed to be a good person. But a bad person, a movie star, a rapper, a murderer, a convict, a criminal, they'll stand up with that person. Amen. So we have... hope we can shed some light on this situation so we can get our life back, meaning we can work together and change all these things. Because most of us never live in the world where everybody getting along. We never lived in the world where everybody happy. And Satan is the author and the reason for that. So we're here tonight again. Anybody who would like to say anything, come into the queue. And we will cut your mic on because we want to hear from you. And to cut your mic on, all you got to do is match one. And you'll be brought on, and you'll be allowed to say as you want to say. And so we want to hear from you. Oh, you see, we got Brother Imam, Brother Amin Muhammad from California.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I said,
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. We beseech Allah, we beg Allah to have mercy on us and to help us. And he's already, alhamdulillah, oh Allah, he's already really, really given us something when he brought the Holy Quran and Prophet Muhammad and sent us somebody who could teach us the religion and go into the holy book and bring out the wisdom and teach us the wisdom. You know, it's almost like, we are so surprised. We're so surprised, alhamdulillah, about what we have. We have the absolute truth. We have the truth, you know.
Yes, sir.
And that truth is going to, that truth is going to germinate. It's gonna process. It's gonna become real in our hearts and our soul, and lift us up. Alhamdulillah. All we have to do is keep our moral clean. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Daya. I hear your voice kind of strong. How you doing? I'm like,
I mean,
I hear you kind of strong there. Alhamdulillah. So Allah is really blessing us, and we're gonna manifest this truth that he's given us, inshallah. We're gonna manifest it and show the world what we have, and show the world, you know, power of God, Almighty God, you know, and the truth in the scripture. You know, praise be to Allah. So, alhamdulillah, all this truth. I really like what you were saying a little while about sticking together and coming together. Sticking together and coming together in order to accomplish things. Because I just left a friend of mine, and we was talking about, you know, some real estate deals and his properties out there, you know, to be bought. And you can make money on them. You can, you know, buy them, and you can, like they say, flip them. You know what I mean? Or keep them, but gotta have unity. Gotta have unity. Gotta have a sense of sticking together. You know what I mean? We gotta put our dimes and nickels and pennies, just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, you know, many years ago. And we have to remember those lessons and lessons of Imam Muhammad and the Quran saying, seek to hereafter, but don't forget your share of this dunya. Don't you dare forget your share of this dunya. Don't let these other people have your share. You get your share, and how we'll do it is through divine unity. You know what I mean? Us coming together. In the name of Allah, you know, coming together, you know, with Allah's name, you know what I mean?
you know, coming together as Muslims, coming together as good people who want to do good things, righteous things, clean things, and put our money together and buy some of this property, make money, you know what I mean, make money. So all praise be to Allah. This is what, you know, it just, I guess it just takes time. It just takes time. You know what I mean? Alhamdulillah. It may take a generation. It may take a generation, but we have it. All we need to do is pass this truth along to our children and the people around, not only our children, but people around us. You know, the more we, you know, teach it, talk about it, you know what I mean, and the people understand it and agree with it, you know, that this is the way, this is the way, this is the right way, you know. Alhamdulillah, yeah. So Allah did us a great, great favor when he sent us the imam, but not only the imam, his father, you know, started us out, you know, saying Allah, saying Islam, saying some things that we had never heard before. And he, and then he prepared us to receive the real truth, you know, the book, the Holy Quran. So praise be to Allah. Yeah. So it's coming. It's coming, brother. And I appreciate, you know, the Muslims, you know, the brothers and sisters coming on the airways and giving us how they see it. How they see the truth, you know, explaining how they see it, you know. It's always a different angle, you know. My angle may not be the same as your angle, but it's just the truth, So I turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. Turn it back over to you. And keep up the good work.
Give me a break. Thank you. I really appreciate that. We all gonna be one. With the help of Allah. Thank you so much. Humilay Shaitan King. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Of the scripture. The one who believes in the temple that Allah for the creator of this creation. And we thank Allah for the creation of one special found prophet found messenger bring the found revelation of the whole world. And most people realize that we said Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah is the normal prophet. He received the bad fiction, called the Quran, and ain't no one speaking in the Quran but Allah. And he's speaking to humanity. And this is the book Allah said that he had put angels in. No other book. This is what he put to. That God said he could take the ground that was, and only one who knows what he has to know. Said, I'm sorry, Bible, no idea, or any other book that people write, and he did say he put a protection around Al-Quran to protect you. So, So this is what we're trying to pray. That there's a strategy in the world to keep us away from that kind of knowledge. Because that kind of knowledge will bring all the back to where we come from. We all realize one thing, that we are human beings, and human beings supposed to love each other. We're not supposed to be going to kill each other or take each other's land, money, or take anything from each other. Once we come to that kind of understanding, then we can go forward. As long as that understanding is not taught, not promoted, we have to be promoted. We have to be promoted. And that should come from people that we trust. So there's so many people that in our journey, as we journey to this earth, many of them you can't trust them, then you can throw it out. So we have to do something for the way and look for the best in the people. And for those people, all those people, get together where we can change this world. Where we can make a heaven here on this earth. Where we can have land where nobody gets set out those schools that our children can be proud of. A neighborhood where it's well protected because the people that love and live in that neighborhood, all of us protect that neighborhood. All of us protect the children. Protect the good things in the neighborhood. But that had to come about. That had to be taught. That had to be pushed. Because we've been pushed and going in the wrong direction for so long, it's hard to look and see that we should be turning around, going the other way. So we have to be pushed. But Jesus said, not for God and the people. In the church, you have to teach that. You have to teach what Jesus said. Jesus said, I got to go away with all the ones that come, who are coming in my hand. He's going to lead us in all truth. And the believers, the people in the church had to teach what Jesus said, that he was going away and the one that's coming after. We don't hear the preachers in the churches mention that to the congregation. No, not one time that any of them ever said that. What Jesus said, what Jesus did. Jesus took a ring the hog off the mountain, killing the hog. So that was a sign he was telling us that you shouldn't eat this meat, because I'm running this meat off the hog. God does not favor this meat for us to eat. So who's gonna let our Christian brothers and sisters know that? You know, and we know everybody's not conditioned and tank. We never had 100% of the people tank. But we have to offer them the truth. Allah said, once you hear the truth, then the judgment said it. Once the truth is made clear to you, you understand it right away. Judgment. Because you don't make your mind up with you. And no matter what happens, you don't make your mind. So judgment set in right there. And Allah said, you his servant. He created us for one reason. And that we do right, that we feel right, that we can make each other right. That we not speak, that we not feel. Be good people. Be good people. God said that to take from me. He don't say what he want to do, but he lets you first do that you want to do. Out of your mind and stop worshiping. And you know image is anything that brings a message to your mind. If you worship a car, a shoes, a tattoo, that you worship,
because of your grace, then something bad gonna happen to you. Because God said, worship him alone. And don't make the remedy. He has done this thing after the wrath of the one who trusted you and allowed you to come into this to be kept. You fell into this. So all praise are due to Allah. Allah seems to know everything. So only thing we can do is make the message clear. And the message is like a warning. You look at the news, the weather man said, storm is coming. It will be here at 4:15. Tie yourself down. Get in a safe place. If you fail to do that, who you think fault it is? When you've been wounded, when you've been told that something bad can happen and you don't put yourself in a better position where you won't get hurt, who fought it? So we say all praise up to Allah. Allah is all merciful, all forgiving. But he forgives, and he forgives, and he forgives. But if you keep doing the wrong thing and getting the same result, then you should have a certain stuff to stop yourself. But don't stop. You're going to stop. Or even people smoke. They say, I quit when I can get it. Keep on smoking. They know their lungs get back. They got themselves their lungs get back. They should stop it. But that somewhere not too far down the line, that smoke overcome them and get down. But who saw this? They had many more days they could have had on their life, but they couldn't stop doing the thing they know was wrong, and they didn't try. They on the other side. The man said, once you get on the other side, you take that habit with you. But ain't nothing over there to complete the habit or slow the habit down or cause the habit to go away. So you caught up in a habit that you didn't try to get rid of. And you were warned by doctors. You've seen people before you get to catch, have heart problems and all kinds of sickness from cigarette, coughing on it. And you should say, no, I'm not going to hurt you. Stop. So the only thing we come here tonight is a warning. And if Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And point it and put in mind the truth. That also is different. Because knowing the truth and not living, being responsible to add that truth to your life, then you with the truth is not going to affect you as much. But you can know something wrong, but you keep doing it. What benefit that you got out of that, and you know what you're doing. So praise be to Allah. Anybody else got anything they want to say, the mass one come into the queue. We are here tonight to remove the images. We remove some of the bad behavior, or bad character, bad it's even harder. A lot of times, it's hard to quit. We can't when you smoke. If you're going to stop, stay up there around people that smoke. So anybody else got anything you'd like to share with us tonight on this broadcast? Come into the queue. We'll let you start sharing your information, whatever you want to talk about. We're here with the permission, with the help of God, to get rid of the problem or work on the problem that caused the problem. And we know the image is one thing, And we, you know, when you come up on a lot of categories, this misbehavior, disrespect, no morals, come up with a lot of things. So we want to work on no problem and with the help of God to get rid of the bad and bring in the good. And we can do it. We can do this. We can do it. So many have put down things that used to do, especially when they used to follow the honor Elijah Muhammad, then honor Imam Wali D. Muhammad. Huh? They said Marvin Garvey's people was people that had a lot of reform and a whole lot of more. They, you know, even as we know, there's some churches like Seventh Day Adventist. They don't eat pork. So we know there's a lot of different types of Christians out there, denomination, and all of them need our help with the help of Allah. And need God help, but they need our motivation to get them to see that God is one, we're all one, and we all should worship God in spirit and truth. God said the best one of us, whether we be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, is one who obey God the best. That is very plain. So anybody else got anything they would like to share or say at this moment, match one, come into the queue, and we will be glad to hear from you. Thank Allah for all was on. We pray that what we are saying here tonight be some benefit from the saying it, and be the benefit from the people with it. But if we say anything wrong, then we credit that to ourselves. For anything of any good at all of that coming from Allah, the creator of his creation. And we can't thank him enough for Imam Wahid D. Muhammad. And now we have Wahid D. Muhammad, the shepherd. And we want to let him know, Imam Wahid D. Muhammad, the shepherd, about the symptoms program. Don't let him know, and we want him to know that what's going on, and we want him to hear what's going on. But he needs to know. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody else got anything they would like to say, a suggestion, make comments, let's match one coming to your queue. We love to hear from you. This talker has been talking, and let somebody else do some talking. Why, if you want to say his name? Okay, well, it's okay. She said she is not ready. And so anybody else want to say his name? Well, let me get your book. And this book is Guiding Cure Without Doubt. So and the revelation was sent before it, and the revelation now that sent after it, and that is our Quran. I see your book. So we all, I love to go and read from Surah 47, Muhammad. And this book tell you how they, Allah said they hide people from the people. From they hide his prophets, the truth about the prophets from the people for control. They want control over the masses of people, and they got it. Riding through Georgia and see all them people, got them nice homes, got businesses all throughout their neighborhood in Peachtree City. And when you come down neighborhood, we got as many stores, but we don't own not one. And we don't think nothing wrong with that. And we got a church just about everywhere. and they can't bring us together. It seems like somebody gave us something that cannot bring us together, cannot unite us, cannot make us make any difference in the world. People gave us. That's what they look like. That's what they gave us. Allah says in the Surah 47, who may they say, turn right in, Bismillah, Rahman, and Rahim. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, this Surah 1-4, Allah says, those who reject Allah and hide men from the path of Allah, their deed will Allah render astray from their mark. But those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, the believers to believe in the revelation sent down to Muhammad, for it is the truth from thy Lord, he will remove from them their illness and improve their condition. This is because those who reject Allah follow their vanity, while those who believe follow the truth from thy Lord. Thou does Allah set forth for men their lesson in similitude. Therefore, when he meet the unbelievers, smack them at their neck at length. And when they have thoroughly subdued them, you have thoroughly subdued them, bind them and bond them firmly on them. Therefore, it is time for each generation a ransom until the war laid down their burden. That are he commanded. But if it had been for Allah's will, he could clearly had expedited rebuttal for them himself. But he let them fight in order to test you. So some with others, for those who are slayed in the way of Allah, he will never let their deeds be lost. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Allah is not going to let any harm come to you, that your deeds do not reward you for all the good you're trying to do. But this world want to scare you. This world want to have people to stand in front of you and say, oh, you must have goody two-shoes, or you think you better than me. This is Satan at his best with his language. Oh, you think you're better than me. You don't tell me what to do. I'm grown. I'm just as old as you are. This is the language Satan have gave them to hold you down, to fight you, to make you feel that when you go forward, that you are going forward and it's not going to do you any good. This is their attitude. So God said, smack them on their necks until there's no more oppression coming from them, no more problem. When they mean by the my understanding is smack them on their neck, tell them the truth. Preach truth out front. Keep the Quran out front. And Allah said you will be the victorious one. The people going to argue with truth. They're going to argue with truth. But when they get away from you, they're going to say, man, I know that man was telling the truth. I know that woman was telling the truth. And so these are the kind of people that the Quran, this book makes, people who feel Allah more than they feel the criticism coming from the criticizer. Fear Allah. This is day of religion. And so if this is the day of religions, then we should fear no one but the one who gave all us religion, who are the same one who gave us life and the same one who caused us to die. And that is Allah. That's what we should fear. So we are winning, and we're going to continue to win because of Alaze Wudo, who is trying to do right. So let's continue to work on doing right. We're all brothers. The Caucasian man, he's our brother. The Japanese, all our brothers. But the Caucasian man would never respect us as long as we got their image up in the world as our Lord and Savior. They never going to respect us. And that was given to them, so they wouldn't have no respect. That's judgment on them. This world is paradise, and this world is more hell to us right now as long as we live in it. Because as long as we can't drive 100 miles in any direction, we are threatened to be pulled over by a man got a taser, an M16, a pistol, a flatjack, and no respect for you because he sees himself as God. Long as that is in the making, long as that is going on, our Caucasian brothers and even our Jewish brothers and all the rest of them would never respect you because they see you as a property that still belongs to them, and they see you still worshiping that image that look like them, and they can never have no respect for you as long as that up promoted in the world. In these churches, in these homes, and the other places that this image is displayed in the public. You go in the store, and they got this man holding a lamb, talking about this is Son of God. This is the language that we have to kill. We have to get rid of. God don't have no son. God haven't made any white people or black people. He only made us human beings, and human beings is supposed to love each other. Human beings is supposed to respect each other. They are not fully human beings. They are most of them, they are dog lovers. And the scripture said, if you lie down with a dog, you're going to get fleas, meaning you're going to have some problems. And men and Caucasians have a problem trying to be equal with us. Not all of them, but many of them do. And we see the commercial now with a Caucasian man and a African-American woman, or a Caucasian woman and African. That ain't going to solve our problem. That's not going to, the redneck down in South Georgia, seeing you come through there with a Caucasian woman under your arm, and you were supposed to be a brother, you were in trouble. Your car in trouble, your life is in trouble. Can't about no camera rolling. You got your phone recording everything. You talking about your rights, your human rights. They don't care nothing about that. They got a gun. They got a jail. They got a system that they got that they don't care nothing about what you talking about. So only way we're going to fix this image got to go. And we have to be firm against this image. We have to work and make sure this image is clear, is far away from all people, because it do affect all people one way or the other. African-Americans make us inferior, and the Caucasian people give them a false superiority. That they are better because the image they see, they got straight hair, they got straight hair. That the image they done painted, they got blue eyes, they got blue eyes. So God made them different and made them better and made us lesser because their book said Ham was a child of Noah. And Ham got cursed when he laughed at his father for being naked. Now, I know to me, and anybody got any sense, that don't make no sense. You may have said they put every prophet they find in the Bible, they made something bad that he did. David would send his general out because he wanted his wife. All this foolishness. Righteous men. would never do or think like that. They never carry themselves in that kind of life. They fear God. And to be a prophet, that's one quality they have to have, is to fear God. And God said he did not describe any prophet or any messenger or anybody that he ascribed. He didn't describe wives and children for those prophets. But they show you Jesus ain't had no wives and children. They don't. And God said he didn't describe no prophet or no messenger unless he described wives and children. So these people are liars. And these lies are helping them rule and control the courthouse, the so-called White House, all the places where law should be brought and, I mean, put together that treat everybody equal, but they ain't thinking about making the Republicans and some Democrats, I mean, both parties, that's enemy to the human family, especially the African-American people or the dark-skinned people of the world. You know, they bring these Mexicans in here, and they brainwashing them. You better than these people. And a long time ago, you ain't saw no Mexican repairing no house or fixing no streets or working on the highway. Nothing but us or them. And they done got rid of that. Burger King now is closed down up in Detroit. In the Burger King, they put nothing but, when they reopen them, robots will be running Burger King. Now, if African-American goes in there and buy a burger from those robots, they need whatever wrong that can come on them. They need it because this is wrong. You got to go buy a burger from a robot, and we as a people ain't got enough job as it is to take care of ourselves because we've been trained by them to love them and hate ourselves. So we ain't put too much value on ourselves. And so now they're going to bring robots in and get the robots a job, and our people, our females, our males, our young people going to be out of a job. Pure hate. That's all it is, pure hatred toward us. And Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. That's a cold-hearted person who would go in there and buy a burger. But you know how people would do it. How people hate themselves. They hate I picketed with SCLC when back in the 60s at Richards and Davidson. They was, we were going in there and buying all the clothes, but they had none of us working in them stores. We picketed the store. They hired some of us, but I remember being on the picket line, and the guy come by there with his wife, with his girlfriend on the arm, said, "Nigga, get out of my way. I'm finna go in this store. I'm gonna spend my money with these white folks, nigga. Get out of my way." I ain't forgot that. That's how the hate, and that hate coming from the churches, coming from the religious houses, that when we say a nigga ain't nothing, where that come from? That coming from us, coming from the home, coming from our family, saying to the father, saying to his son, "Nigga, you ain't worth a dime. Who taught us that? Who gave us that language? It was the very people that control and manage and run everything now. The very people. Huh? And the only way Caucasian people gonna turn around and respect us and love us, respect us as human beings like we've been respecting them, over-respecting them, if we, that image got to go, that false image of God they done planted in the world got to go. And we should be working night and day, brothers and sisters, trying to defeat that false image they done gave to God. We should be feeding that. And no matter what the criticism coming from the criticizer says, we should be fighting this thing for the sake of our next generation, our children to come, our children that are here now. They suffer because of the image. They play basketball and football because the image is taught. They love that image in their home. When they get there playing football and basketball, they go marry the image. They don't want nobody to look like their mama. Their mama have sacrificed all her life to make sure that boy get up out of that bed and go to school and go to his game. She had bought clothes and everything, and then he turned around and married somebody the opposite of his mother. That come from that image. That come from that false image of God that we've been planting in us, been beating us. So we had to get it out. And Allah said, when you throw up something and you go back and lick it up, that's the worst thing you can do. Go back to your bummer. Go back to the very thing you done throwed up that didn't suggest to you, wouldn't fit in your system. And you throwed it up, and then you're going to go back and lick it up. So we got to throw this image up out of us and encourage the people to do the same thing, because that is life after death. It's like that life after sleep. And we don't want nobody going here. We don't want our Caucasian brothers going here. And that's exactly where many of them going, making themselves think that they are better than you. That's what brought Pharaoh down. And many of them think that way. And that's why our people walk dogs, just like the Caucasian people. They think they're coming in some kind of equal lifestyle that the Caucasians have that they don't have. So now they ain't walking the son and daughter. They ain't walking the wife no more. They're walking the dog. Huh? So we all just come from that image. And we need to get rid of it as quick as possible. For the sake of the whole world, we need to help. We thank Allah for Imam Wahidi Muhammad. And we thank him for bringing us this vital information and showing us with books that we have read all our life. Remove the image from God. And then still we kept put an image up on the wall. And the Bible says that's clear. Don't make nothing in the sky. Don't make nothing in the water. Don't make nothing on land and call it God. And we were still doing it. After even reading that, we were still making an image of God, calling a man named man who is Christ, the son of Mary, the son of God. We were still doing that. Now people still doing that. They still, it's like they done double up on them songs about Jesus. And you look at the internet, they done double up talking about Jesus, son of God. Look what Jesus did for this man, this boy. Jesus, this boy right here, as soon as he scored a home run, he hollered, "Thank you, Jesus." Huh? Yeah, they want to push this thing all over again, stronger. Huh? So when we get out there in the streets and tell them that Jesus one God, no man can die for your sin, how you going to argue with that? And you won't go down to the courthouse and argue with a judge about that. Let somebody rob somebody in your house and kill your sister, somebody, you'll go to court. You ain't studying that idea that Jesus died for his sin. You want to send that young man or that woman away forever and ever. You ain't talking about, and you a Christian, and that person killed your mama or your sister a Christian, and you want some justice. You don't want them never get out of jail. But you'll tell me Jesus died for my sin. So you've been tricked, and the whole world has been tricked with the lies that Satan have gave the world. So we want to get rid of these lies with the help of Almighty God, Allah. So we, anybody got anything they want to say, raise your hand. Raise your hand.
What?
So anybody got anything they would like to say, please raise your hand, come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. No, we all had voted to go to Washington, D.C. President, the people running for president, Donald Trump and Mrs. the female name to run for president, for the name, the one lost president, Clinton. Yeah, Clinton. Miss Clinton was running, and they told us not to come to Washington, D.C., which is always a voting over, because we don't want them to lose. We don't want Miss Clinton to lose the election to Donald Trump. And she lost anyway. What a husband that did, had three scratches and for African American men. One man had three scratches, one of the scratches, the last scratch he got was stealing a loaf of bread. Life in jail. He did 20 years in jail before they recant some of that sentence. 20 years for stealing a loaf of bread. These people are not going to be fair, and we know it. And we get quiet as a church mouse when we see injustice done to us. But we see SCLC and NAACP, they are protesting, and all we doing is thickering. All we doing is saying that let Allah take care. Allah gave this problem is our problem. He want us to take care, and he want to be behind us and help us overcome these problems. So praises be to Allah. They ain't but one Allah. They're one creator. And these people are not God. They are our brothers, but they'll never be truly brothers to us because of their image up in the world as God. Blonde hair and blue eyes. And calling themselves white. Pink and red people have been calling themselves white for all these years. We've been white people. No, they never said he made no white people. Or black people. My skin is brown. I ain't seen nobody black as the tires on the cars out there that goes up and down the street every day. I ain't seen nobody that black. My hair was black. And now he's gray. Imam said that the Caucasian man that outmaneuvered us. But he outmaneuvered himself because he can't get to paradise with all that hate he produced, all the problems he produced. But we didn't create no abortion clinic. We didn't come up with that idea of abortion clinic, overnight pill that you could take and dissolve your pregnancy. We didn't come up with that. We never took nobody to no islands and beat them and tortured them. We never did nothing like that. That's their thing. They came up with that. Birth control and all that stuff. They brought that to us. Look how they did many of the African American women who was on who they would let you have. You already have a baby, but they will tell you if they catch a man in your house, you and the baby both have to leave and go to the streets. What kind of people would do something like that? People who thought they was Pharaoh, people who thought they was God. And you still got these so-called Muslims talking about the white man. And I asked them, show me a white man. Bring him here. Bring him. You might have something in your family. Let's bring him to mosque or bring him somewhere. We can take a look at him. And then we approve they ain't white. We'll take him to the paint department at Home Depot or one of these places like that and get the color chart and see how white they are. You will see there's no white people. And they took on that name, and as the scripture said, if you do right, talking to all of us, God will wipe your soul white as snow, not your skin color. So there ain't never been no man or no woman walk the street with a white skin looking like a big bungalow or snow. We ain't never seen nobody like that. So we've been tricked, they've been tricked. And now we come out of trick with the help of Allah through Imam Washington Muhammad. And we're going to defeat this scheme that Satan have given us. So anybody got anything they would like to say? Anything that's raised, Master One, come into your queue, and we'll cut your mic on. We know you got something to say because I ain't seen no white man. Seen no black people. And I said that in the White House, in Washington, D.C., no matter where people are, I don't mind saying that with them. And when I tell Caucasian people they ain't white, they don't get mad. They drop their head and keep going. And I'm not trying to be mean to them. I'm trying to bring some reality. They've been tricked. We've been tricked. And the only way you can come out tricked is the truth. And Jesus said it, and Prophet Muhammad lived it. Know the truth, and the truth will set. Live the truth, and the truth will set you free. Someone bring, I see Brother Hameen raised his hand, trying to catch, okay, Brother Hameen, I shall make him.
Rasulam. Rasulam, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you. Yes, sir.
Good. Praise be to Allah. It's good teaching, brother, good preaching. And I really understand that concept that they ain't white people, that they took that name because white means bright and
right.
White
mean
means
pure. Yeah.
Truth. And white means pure. And right. And white means the best and everything. And I heard our president was talking about the black press. He said the black, oh, God, he's really emphasized the black press. Oh, you know, and I guess they practice that. They practice that. We're white and they're black, you know, God.
Yeah.
I heard him say it about Emmett Till. It was a good thing that he was talking about, though, because he was talking about you know, Mamie Keel, I think her name was, where she opened the casket for her 14-year-old who was horribly killed by these monsters, you know, monsters who did that to her and everything. And, you know, Joe Biden was talking about the black press. It was the black, you know, he showed. And when he was saying it, it really gave
yeah.
me a bad feeling of how he was saying it, you know. Even though he was saying about something good, it just, you know, I see the trick in it. I see the game that they run on the world, call us black people, you know. Yeah, alhamdulillah. But, yeah, I agree with you, brother. We need to step it up and fight hard, teach hard on that end. You know, teach hard on that image, and then I think we'll accomplish more. I think we'll, if we fight hard, you know, fi sabilillah with Allah's name, and let people know, teach it. You know, they may not like it at first, but they will, inshallah. But you know, and I think we'll do better. We'll do better, and personally, because we are going against the most oppressive idea almost in the history of human beings, you know, giving an image to God, Almighty God Allah, and not only giving an image to him, but giving a human being the status of God, you know. So praise be to Allah, brother. We need to keep teaching and preaching and preach hard. Don't stop. Don't let up. You know, increase the power on it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're going to
keep the heat on. No, not me. We're going to turn the heat up.
Sir. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. You know? Yes. Absolutely right. So I'll turn it back over to you. You know, I'm not really long-winded on some things, but I just wanted to just, you know, bring it up. I'll turn it back over to you. It's about time the show end. We got a few minutes. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, praise to Allah. We need to keep teaching, and we need to step up our dawah, and we need to step to. You know, it's getting a little better. That gangster rap and stuff, they still have it, but it ain't as bad as it was. You know, but it's out there. I guess, you know, Snoop Dogg or DMX and all them, they are associated with that gangster, with that gangster stuff. But they try to clean it up because they know it's wrong, and the people have told them it's wrong, you know, but the record industry just walked over to people that got it. The people protested. They didn't give a damn. They make a little buddy, and also they destroyed our people, our race, our kids, our children.
Yes, what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise be to Allah, brother. Yeah, so we need to step up our dialogue. Allah will bless us. He will bless us. He chose us. All we need to do is stay on the Sirata Mustaqim. Sirata Mustaqim. You know, alhamdulillah. So I turn it back over to you, brother Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, sir. Alhamdulillah. Allah Akbar. The sister Lala, does she want to give us a poem tonight before we close out? Sister Lala, and you want to say, give a couple of your poems or your daily saying that you send across to America every day, every morning? You want to say anything? Alhamdulillah. Okay, so get it out. It's match one, he come into your queue. So I'll pray to be to Allah. We also have on my line just for every day, one of the brothers that's selling True Detergent. I sell True Detergent in New York. This is our detergent. And the EMAMs, they need to be pushing this. Just like that we used to push the fish program. And it looked like the fish program would have been a lot better if they had a lot of good participation from good, honest Muslim believers. So the sister raised her hand, so let me get her to give us a poem. Sister Haji Lala from Fort Valley, Georgia.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, okay. Hold on, let's see. Okay. Nope, not that one. Just a minute. Which one? Let's see. Should I read this one? Let's see. Read this one. I'll read this one. Alhamdulillah, Mr. Tonrajin. We will surely test you with a touch of fear, hunger, loss of property, life, or crops. Give good news to those who persevere, who, when afflicted with calamity, say to him, we belong, and to him we return. They are the ones who will receive Allah's peace and mercy, and it is they who are rightly guided. Amen, amen, amen.
Alhamdulillah.
Let's see, we've got another one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, I place my trust in Allah, and there is no might nor power except with Allah. The angel will reply, saying, you shall be defended, protected, and guided. And you will be protected from the shaitan. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Yes. Okay, looking at another one. This one is not the one that I wanted, but I'm a Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya Allah, alhamdulillah for all the hidden blessings that I was unable to thank you for. Amen, amen, amen. Alhamdulillah. Yes, Allah Akbar. Here's another one. Bismillah. Between yesterday's mistakes and tomorrow's hope, there is a fantastic opportunity called today. Live it, love it, the day is yours. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. Okay. Now make a dua. Okay, let's see, where's the dua? This is a dua for after you read the Quran. It says, O Allah, change my fear in my grave into love. O Allah, have mercy on me in the name of the great Quran, and make it for me a God and light and guidance and mercy. O Allah, make me remember what of it I have forgotten, and make me know of it that which I have become ignorant of, and make me recite it in the hours of the night and the day, and make it an argument for me, O God, sustainer of all the world. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You got one more? You give one more, and then you want to close it out with a prayer? Ma'am.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay. This is for tonight. Always thank Allah for what you have and trust Allah for the things you need. Have a wonderful night. Amen.
Showing up. We'll be back tomorrow with the, inshallah. Thank everyone. May Allah bless us all for the blessed night of rest. And we look to hear from all of us on the lifeline in the morning. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Keep us salam, Rakhutu. Barakatuh. Good night, all. Since we're still on, remember Allah, Allah remember you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it cut off.